This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And the gloves are off. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel. This was set.
And here they come, right here,
right. Right before the first Tkachuk fight, this was set up. Here you go. Bennett in the lineup for the first time. Brady gets the better of this one.
Charlie McAvoy put one on net. Now we're 9 seconds in. We had a fight 2 seconds in. Another one 1 second later. Now in the center of the action, it's Colt Parayko and JT Miller.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today. Thank you to ESPN for that audio from the big fight at the Four Nations face-off the other night between Team USA and Canada, which brings us to our next guest. And the Score Hotline is brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Frank Cervalli is the creator of the Daily Face-Off and an insider for the Chicago Sports Network. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, everybody's talking about the fight. It was a terrific game. We'll get to that. It was an unbelievable intensity and all those things. But how do you explain three fights in 9 seconds?
Well, you make it a politically charged atmosphere. You put a bunch of really proud Americans on foreign soil in a hostile environment. And then you boo their national anthem. That's a pretty good way to create some animosity. And I can tell you that the Tkachuk brothers, as well as the entire U.S. team and coaching staff, were pretty bothered and disappointed hearing the Star Spangled Banner boo the first time they played against Finland. And they knew it would be a totally different atmosphere and environment against Canada. And so they wanted to do something about it and send a message. And what I love about it is they were the aggressors in that game. Canada has been the 800-pound gorilla in hockey forever. They've won everything. It was time to make a statement for the United States that in this battle and environment where we're constantly talking about international hockey supremacy and when is the U.S. going to step up, they did it with their fist and then beat them on the ice, too.
I loved the fights, and I think by the third one, Frank, I was, okay, let's play hockey, right? Or is this just going to be sort of, almost? You're almost wondering at that point, is this sort of, you know, do they want to play hockey? And then the game lives up to the intensity of those first few seconds of the game. And I'm just want to get your thoughts on the way the game was played, who was in the action, and just sort of how it played out in that environment. It was just from start to finish, just incredibly entertaining.
It was some of the best hockey we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's a testament to the skill, the speed. It's a testament to how far the U.S. has come as a hockey country. And you're right, it did live up to it. It wasn't just a sideshow to start. It was, we're going to send a statement, And think about the potential repercussions of that aggression. You take the two Tkachuk brothers and then JT Miller, three of the better players on the team and certainly the more impactful players in the first game against Finland, and you put them in the penalty box for 5 minutes to start the game. Canada has a vaunted power play. They have the ability to throw the three best players in the world on the ice at you. And what if Canada scored two or three times during that stretch? The U.S. also was on the penalty kill because of the instigator penalty to JT Miller. That could have backfired in a big way. And the best part about that, I think, from a U.S. perspective, is Canada did score first. And when you think about the firepower that they have, you know, that team going downhill, they could be a really difficult team to stop. And that game could have gotten out of hand. But they settled in, they weren't overwhelmed, and after that, the continued pushback and the way that they played such a clean game was critically important, and it was very impressive.
Frank, I think it was more irony than accident that it was the fastest fight to start an NHL international game since 1996, when it took 20 seconds between, I think, then it was Canada's Keith Primo and Claude Lemieux, and then Bill Guerin and Keith Tkachuk, who is the father of the Tkachuk brothers, obviously. So that suggests or makes me wonder, was that pre-planned in as a tribute to that, or was that the inspiration for this? And when you say, obviously, the anthem was booed, and I think that was the reaction to it, but there had to be some thought put into this and some planning that maybe took place well before they dropped the puck or dropped the gloves.
I don't think it was. It was definitely pre-planned in the sense that the Tkachuk brothers had mentioned that they had a group text going earlier that day and decided that that's what they wanted to do. But I don't think it was anything that Team Canada was necessarily aware of. I mean, they didn't put, not that they have them, but they didn't put any heavyweights on the ice to take those guys on, which is something that sometimes you typically see when you're expecting some action like that. So I think it was one of those things where they had decided earlier in the day that was their plan. Then they got on the ice for the puck drop and asked, and specifically, that's the other part of this. You need willing combatants. And to their credit, the players from Team Canada also decided, hey, we're not going to back down here. So that was a big part of it as well. And look, the connection between the Tkachuk boys and their dad, who did the same thing on the same ice surface in the last time the U.S. has won a best-on-best competition against Team Canada, 1996, and came out ahead in that World Cup of Hockey. It's been a long time, and message sent. But as I mentioned, it's great to show that display of toughness and pride for your country, but it's another thing to then follow through on the scoreboard.
Frank, maybe it's my Chicago bias, but David and I were talking about earlier, it would have been really cool to see Connor Bedard play in that game, just to even just be around those guys and to experience that sort of environment and to play with some winners and just sort of maybe get his confidence up. You know, obviously he's struggled at times this season, but what are your thoughts regarding Connor Bedard and his notable absence, I thought?
Well, I just think he's not there yet. He's not ready. And he's an undeniable talent. And I'm so much higher on Connor Bedard than a lot of the rest of the league seems to be. They want to point out his faults and mistakes and errors. And look, he's still the second youngest player in the league. And he's been asked to do way too much. There's been very little support and help around him, even though the Blackhawks tried to address that last summer. And he's one of those guys that 8 months from now, he could be in the conversation for the bigger prize, which is this tournament this week, as fun as it would have been, this is the appetizer for the main event, which is the 2026 Olympics. Mm. And he has the ability between now and then to make a statement that he belongs. And I have little doubt that if Canada holds an Olympic camp, that he's part of the larger swath of maybe 40 players that would be in the mix, but he still has some fine tuning to do. And the high end skill is there, but particularly in an environment like that, you need to have a more complete game. And that's one part of his game that's missing, but it's also the easiest part to add. And not to say you just snap your fingers and it happens, but the maturity, all those other things that come with it, yeah, there would be a lot to learn. And to have those guys rub off on him for a weekend and spend time in that environment with Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid and a team of winners, that's the biggest thing that stands out about Team Canada. 15 of the 23 players on the team have won a Stanley Cup. That's an incredible number. It's an embarrassment of riches. You look at the U.S., only three of the guys on the roster have done it.
Wow.
And that's just another layer, which, you know, to add that to Connor Bedard's resume, not to say I was there, but to spend time with that group would be incredibly valuable. And for him, it's motivation. It's something to shoot for. And I'm sure, being the hockey nerd that he is, he was, you know, sitting at home or somewhere warm, hopefully, and watching and plotting a way to get there.
Talk with Frank Saravalli from the Daily Faceoff and the Chicago Sports Network here on Mullinghall. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today. So, Frank, when you talk about that Canadian team in those terms and you realize just how many, you know, hockey icons are on that roster, and you see in the first game, boy, with McKinnon and Crosby and McDavid combining for that first goal on the power play, you do wonder, I think the casual sports fan might wonder, how did Team USA close the gap? How are they in a position where they're able to win a game like they won on Saturday and might be favored to win if they have a rematch Thursday night? What's going so well with U.S. hockey that they're able to win a game as big as Saturday's was?
Well, this has been a slow build. I mean, a lot of people were asking this question going back, you know, 20-some years to 1996, and they're looking at how can the U.S., which playing in a game which has always been dominated by Canada, being in Montreal, the signs are everywhere. Like, quite literally, they put it in your face. Our sport, our game, they claim dominance over it, and they have the results to back it up. But part of it's a numbers game. Forever, the NHL was 75, 80%, 90% Canadian. It's now 41% Canadian, 29% U.S. It's also Canada forever. The best athletes in their country play hockey. Mm. You guys know. Look at the map. Would you say that 2% of the best athletes in America play hockey? 3? Maybe? It's not an accessible game. It's insanely expensive. There aren't a ton of rinks everywhere. Canada and the U.S. have the same number of rinks, more or less, to play. And the U.S. has 10x, 11x the population. So there's a million reasons why it's taken a long time to get to this point. And people in Canada, I think, have been very fearful for a while because it is, quote, their game, that the U.S. will at some point pass them by just on a numbers basis. But look at the U.S. roster. Auston Matthews is from Arizona. You're getting players from Florida, California, non-traditional hockey markets. It's not just Minnesota and Massachusetts and Illinois anymore. That's not how it works. And it's changing. And in a big way. And I would say it's only a matter of time before the U.S. continues to build and surpass, but Canada's still producing top-end talent and always will, so it's always going to be a battle. And I think what makes this tournament so fun, it's not just the high-end skill with these two proud countries going back and forth. It is the political environment. And think back to all the best international hockey, or frankly, some of the best sporting events we've ever seen. The 1972 Summit Series, Canada against the Soviets. 1980 Miracle on Ice, U.S. Soviets. It's not just the game. It's some other things around it, and the NHL is caught up in a vortex right now. They didn't pick it, but it's what makes it's what adds 10 layers to this game that makes it so much more than just a game.
Looking ahead to the games in Boston, you know, obviously great hockey town. Do you get a sense of sort of the appetite, the buzz around these games coming up?
Yes, and the biggest thing that I'm curious about is if we get to Thursday and Canada does beat Finland today to set up this rematch, do Boston fans boo the Canadian national anthem?
They would be the ones.
Boston or Philly? Boston
or Philly? To give it back to them.
I was going to say, as a proud Philadelphian, I would say that Boston fans are just another version of Philly fans.
Right.
But important question to ask to set the tone and the scene. But more than that, is it the right play?
Right.
You pay your dollar, you get to holler, right?
So right.
Would never criticize. I wouldn't, but it'd be a real interesting scenario. Then does Team Canada, hearing that, if that were to play out, do they react the same way that the U.S. did on Saturday night?
Great questions. Creates a lot of drama if they're able to have this rematch. And all that needs to happen, well, the U.S. is guaranteed a spot, and then Canada is in a must-win situation against Finland. So if that happens, it'll be quite the matchup on Thursday night. Frank, I want to ask you a Tkachuk question here. One question about Brady and one about Matthew. Matthew had some injury situations that were kind of vague. What's his status moving forward, and will he rest because there isn't much riding today? And as for Brady, you addressed this back in December, but I wonder if it's still an issue. Is he going to be traded? And if he's going to be traded, can you start a rumor about Chicago?
Man, I can think of so many teams that would love to get their hands on Brady Tkachuk, few probably more, and few could use him more than the Chicago Blackhawks. That said, if you're the Ottawa Senators, you're watching the impact that he's had in this tournament, you're going, if we could just get into the playoffs, it would be what a treat it would be, and this is the exact type of player that you need to build around. So I have a hard time seeing it, but he is also only under contract for 3 more seasons and then becomes an unrestricted free agent. And that's really when the rubber will meet the road. And also, if the Sens don't have success, if they don't make the playoffs, if, you know, things continue to this rebuild continues to extend out, then I do think it's possible that Brady Tkachuk finds himself in a situation where, you know, Matthew served his contract in Calgary and then let the Flames know, hey, I'm not re-signing here, and they were forced to trade him to Florida. So it is possible. I'd say not on the short-term horizon, but maybe on the longer-term horizon. And when it comes to Matthew, Coach Mike Sullivan said yesterday that he was still being evaluated, but sources indicated to me that he's very likely to sit out tonight's game against Sweden. There's not much to play for, as you mentioned. It would also, if you want to backdrop to today's action, it would be fascinating if Canada doesn't win in regulation, then how does the U.S. treat the game? Do they let Sweden walk away and walk into the final? Or does the U.S. continue to play and push and set up with a win, a Canadian final, in that rematch? So there's a lot to it. Be curious to see the scene and environment today in Boston, even though for the U.S., not much to play for, a homecoming in a sense that this tournament has shifted to U.S. soil, and it's going to be a totally different atmosphere for the Americans.
Frank, great stuff. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Frank Saravalli from the Daily Faceoff and the Chicago Sports Network in Boston, ready to cover the United States-Sweden game today, also Canada and Finland. That's at noon, and the winners, well, the U.S. has already advanced to the championship game on Thursday night, and Canada needs to win to make a rematch that will be epic.
Great stuff from
Frank
there.
Yeah,
great
good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
He knows the game. He knows the league. He knows the sport as well as anybody. When we come back, we'll talk to another expert, this time our Score baseball expert. Bruce Levine will join us next. It's Mullinghaw, Ruthie Polinsky, in for Mully, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cubs spring training has officially started. Anticipation is building for a critical season on the north side, and we're covering it every step of the way.
Getting to October, making sure we have playoff baseball, that's the focus.
Has the front office addressed all of their offseason needs? Should the Cubs be favorites in the NL Central? We're getting you set for a big season of Cubs baseball on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Cubs.
This segment of the show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Thinking about driving in this weather? Maybe it's time for a new Chevy. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to visit your local Chevy dealer. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com to shop for your new Chevy and find your dealer today.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
No way. So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, go ahead and watch videos. They can all do their thing and party their way. No problem.
Oh, we are gonna need a bigger cake.
Now through March 23rd, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $59 a month for internet and $15 a month for Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.
For many of us, it's happening. Your hair is thinning. Your crown's disappearing. Maybe hair loss has you feeling your identity is lost altogether. Well, I've got good news. It's an incredible yet simple one-day treatment that starts regrowing your own natural hair the very next day. And it's guaranteed to grow for life. It's the Advanced FUE from Advanced Hair. We've all seen the pills and lotions that come with the monthly subscriptions. They help retain what you have. But what about regrowing your hair permanently in specific areas? From Advanced Hair's state-of-the-art facilities to their world-class physicians, it's not maybe your hair will regrow, it's guaranteed that your new hair will grow. You decide how much, how thick, and where. Advanced Hair has changed tens of thousands of lives, and I personally recommend them. For your free consultation, $250 off, and 250 free hair grafts, call 872-217-HAIR. That's 872-217-HAIR. Or go to advancedhair.com.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need ready to click perfectly into place for changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
I'm Linnell Willingham with an Odyssey Sportsman. Let's just be real. There's probably no saving NBA All-Star Weekend. The weekend we once looked forward to is probably coming to an end. After the revamped All-Star Game finished this year, stars like Stephen Curry and Trae Young were open and honest about voicing their displeasure with all the stoppages in the contest. Why? Because in Adam Silver's NBA, money rules everything. I'm Linnell Willingham.
It's that time of year again, hockey season and cold weather. As a proud partner of the Chicago Blackhawks and Chicago's hometown tire, Aturo knows just what drivers need for this climate. Check out the new all-weather category of tires available from Aturo. Offering year-round performance, all-weather tires are your safest bet for any season. Get your vehicle ready for winter with a new set of Aturo tires. Visit Aturo.com to find performance within reach at your local independent Aturo tire dealer.
You're listening to Mully and Haw, back in 60 seconds on the score.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Right now, get up to a $15 gift card after rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
Baseball.
Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce has the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today. Time now to go out to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com, where we find the Score's baseball expert, Bruce Levine. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Doing well. What's going to be the big story today? Where are you headed? The White Sox for the first official full squad workout? Or are you hanging around Mesa and the Cubs in Sloan Park to find out if Matt Shaw's oblique has healed yet? What's the big story today, Bruce? We lose Bruce?
Uh-oh.
We stumped him. We stumped him out in Arizona.
No, I'm good.
So the Sox will gather at Glendale for the first full squad workout. Will Venable is his first time with as a manager at a spring training workout. The Cubs are dealing with the Matt Shaw injury to his oblique. He spoke over the weekend, but it wasn't deemed to be serious. So we'll find out how much that lingers. The Cubs have some other questions to address. Justin Turner still on the open market, but lot to find out. Bruce, reconnected. What's going to be your focus today?
So I'll be in Glendale first and foremost because the position players all report for the White Sox today. So we're going to talk to Luis Robert and talk about whether he feels he's going to be a Chicago White Sox player through the spring or traded at the deadline, what he's done in the offseason. A number of guys, Ben attendees, certainly Vaughn. These are the guys that are going to be the main part of the offense as some of the younger players try to push themselves through. And then after locker room, I'll head to Mesa and try to catch up with Craig Counsell toward the end of that workout. I've been pretty much doing both places every day, and you can do that before the games start.
You're working hard, Bruce. I found it very interesting that Craig Counsell acknowledged, his word, not mine, being lazy in his communication last year with Seiya Suzuki. What did it mean, and what effect did it have?
Well, first we heard from Seiya a couple days ago saying that he's working on communicating with the manager better. And that was a red flag and, rang the bell for all of us media people around. And he explained that some of the things needed better conversations with the manager. And, you dig deep because normally the Japanese players, and Seiya in particular, are so respectful and very rarely, talk about being discontented. And in this case, we went to counsel and he admitted, he said, because of the language barrier, I think I didn't work hard enough. I was too lazy in my communication. And when you're switching an all-star outfielder from Japan to DH in the United States, that was a big deal. To the credit of the baseball player, he responded tremendously. I mean, he was one of the better DHs in baseball last year. He was brutal in the outfield early in the year. I don't think they had much of a choice. His goal is to try to get back to being an outfielder again. And, the outfield is pretty crowded for the Cubs. I don't know where you fit in, but injuries always are a part of it. Switching people around are always a part of it. I don't know if we're going to see Ian Happ as the backup first baseman for the Chicago Cubs. Here you got a three-time Gold Glover in left field, but he has previous infield experience. He might be the modern, Bryant, saying, wherever you need me, move me around, because right now there's not a backup third baseman, there's not a backup first baseman, there's not a backup center fielder on this team. So work to be done for the Northsiders, for sure.
Sticking with the Cubs, Bruce, any rumblings, any more information on Justin Turner and his possibility of joining the Cubs? And does the Matt Shaw oblique injury add any sort of urgency to it?
Yeah, Ruthie, it's a great question because you see automatically, we forget, by the way, these guys are human. If they get hurt, you know, who's going to play that position? So Turner, interestingly enough, I'm hearing he's asking somewhere around $7 million a year. He's 40 years old. But the when I went to check out, you know, all the information on him, he hasn't played except maybe 10 games third base since 2022. So he was basically a first baseman DH. DH role doesn't really fit. He's not going to play a lot of games at first. Is he going to be content, you know, being a backup and not playing a lot? So we don't know about that. Jose Iglesias is a terrific backup infielder that helped the Mets get to the playoffs last year. He hit .337, still out there, second, third, and short. The Cubs really need, you know, to move some things around. I don't think Canario is going to make this team. I just don't. He's not a – they've had him at first base, but Council warned us yesterday, don't look at him as a first baseman. We don't think he is. He's really not a center fielder. He's got some power. He's a corner outfielder. But on this team, I don't think there's a spot. He's out of options. So you can't send him to the minor leagues. Either makes the team or you expose him to waivers or you trade him. Those are the options.
So, Bruce, you're going to Glendale, the first full squad workout for Will Venable as a manager. We talked earlier in the program, and we've talked discussed it with you, how relatively anonymous the White Sox infield will be at second, third, and short, with a lot of guys who are unproven fighting for jobs. The one guy we do know, like it or not, in the eyes of many Sox fans, is first base. Andrew Vaughn is back, and he's back to try to continue to fulfill his draft status. He's a guy that hasn't lived up to expectations. What are those expectations now for Andrew Vaughn, and what do you think he's capable of?
You know, so he's a number three pick, right? So those guys are supposed to be star players. To this point, he's been an average player. He's averaged 18 home runs, 70 RBI, available every day, not a great first baseman. He's really got to step up his game. He's an important player on the team. Are we asking too much? I mean, Ruthie, David, are we asking too much from Vaughn? Is he just what we've seen, an average first baseman, below average defender, guy that's going to hit 20 home runs, maybe hit 60 or 70, been hitting third, fourth. You know, on most teams, that type of hitter is a sixth or seventh hitter in this day and age. So I'm not quite sure who he is, but I think it's a big year for him.
White Sox adding guys like Martin Perez, Joey Gallo. Martin Perez saying that they might surprise a lot of people. What kind of surprises do you anticipate, Bruce?
A better spread, you know, more a better suite on the road. I don't know. I mean, I expect them to fight hard to break 100 losses. Okay, if I told you, Ruthie, today that White Sox only lost 97 games this year, would you think that's a big step up?
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, so, huge.
And they'd still be a bad team, right? But
yeah.
With the arrow pointing up because their young players are starting to show they are major league quality. That is the key for the White Sox. That's the key for Chris Getz, who I feel, you know, this is a big year to show that he and his group identified the right people and that they're good young players that are going to get better. I think that is what White Sox fans are going to be watching the White Sox to see if they're worthy of their time and if there's a future that they can get excited about.
Bruce, I appreciated your conversation inside the clubhouse over the weekend with Ryan McGuffey about the Cubs and Tom Ricketts and deferrals and payroll, because that's an ongoing conversation. I was disappointed that Tom Ricketts passed on an opportunity to address that issue Friday when he addressed the team, and all he said, according to Craig Council, was, remember, you're wearing the Cub uniform, honor the uniform, and things that we have heard before. Missed opportunity, because I think that's a fair question to wonder why the Cubs feel the way they do about not using deferrals in free agency and big contracts, and if they are willing to adjust or change that philosophy moving forward, because let's face it, the next big contract conversation will revolve around Kyle Tucker and deferrals. The way that the Dodgers and now the Red Sox are using them, it's a valid point to discuss, and for the chairman to pass on an opportunity I felt like was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I think there's going to be plenty of money for Tucker if he is the legitimate star that he's been throughout his career. His 30 home runs, steals 30 bases, drives in 100, plays an all-star quality defense in right field. There's going to be money there because if you look at the rest of the team, you have Tyone, who's got 2 years left. You have Happ, who has 2 years left. You have Suzuki that has 2 years left. You project beyond that and you say, okay, some of these contracts, these guys will not be here after 2026. So can we make a run and can we give $450 million to Tucker? Because if he has his usual year, it's going to start with a four, okay? It's automatically his salary is going to start with a four. And it's not going to be 5 years. It's going to be closer to 10 that he's going to want. So you're talking about $450 million contract that he will attempt to get. Will he get that? He's probably going to be, if not the best, one of the top two or three players in that free agent market next year. So from that perspective, I think the Cubs have the ability to step up. I think they will, projecting the future. The only thing in the way that could change that is 2027 and all the conversation about the fact that the owners are going to do everything they can to get a salary cap, and the players are going to push back, and we might miss some baseball or an entire season.
So when you look at the Cubs lineup, it's pretty well set. I think there were questions about third base, but Matt Shaw, now Alex Bregman, will be the guy that, if he's healthy, will be odds-on favorite to start opening day. When you talk about the depth that you know will be necessary and important, how good are the Cubs' backups, Bruce?
Well, they're better than last year automatically, with all due respect. Michael Tauchman was a really good backup for 2 years. He had to start a lot of games, and he really was very good. But, you know, the rest of the group wasn't, you know, they were 4A, and they all did their best, all nice guys, but not up to it. The bench has to be much better. I think that's what Hoyer has to do the rest of spring training here, is continue to build that. Because as I said at the beginning of our conversation today, there's no backup center fielder on this team, okay? So what if PCA, A, sprains an ankle, or B, his progress is not linear and he struggles, okay? Who is your center fielder on this team? Already ruled out half because that's what Council told me 3 days ago when I asked if he's going to get any reps in center field. So you don't have a center fielder on this team. I don't think Tucker's playing center. Certainly Suzuki is not up to that. So they have to get an outstanding backup there. Birdie, as good of a backup and a player that he's been, he's only played, I think, 10 games at first base. He played in the playoffs. An emergency, I think, last year. But the reality is that they don't have a season first baseman, a season backup, or a season third baseman. Even if they sign Turner, I don't think he's the answer as far as third base goes. Might supply some pop off the bench, first base, DH, but, you know, that is not the answer. So he has work to do. Keep watching the other teams, because they're going to have to move some players here in the next 3 to 4 weeks as well. And I think he's going to be watching the waiver wire for some help.
Bruce, enjoy yourself in Glendale today. Appreciate the hard work.
Thanks, Bruce.
Enjoyed it. Take care.
Bruce Levine, the Score's baseball expert out in Arizona, covering the White Sox and the Cubs. White Sox first full squad workout today at Camelback Ranch. When we come back, we're going to recap what happened to Modest Bezelis over the weekend. Was it a good experience? Is it a bad experience? Is there anything but a positive to take away from the All-Star experience for Modest Bezelis, the franchise player for the Chicago Bulls. It is the Mully and Haas Show. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's going to be a windmill.
That was a disappointment, because I like the dunk. It's just the finish. It's not hard enough.
Yeah.
It almost looks like he's not high enough.
Well, it's the adrenaline. It leaves your body.
It looks great in slow motion.
And you kind of feel like you're already defeated. You're just trying to get it over with.
Welcome back to Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully. That was TNT's broadcast of the slam dunk competition, and Matas Buzelis did not bring his A game. He missed his five allotted missed dunks in the first round. I felt really terrible for the kid.
I did too.
I felt like the longer it went on, the more you cringed and hoped that just finish this or try something different.
Yeah.
Try something new. But he was determined, if unsuccessful. He was ready, but not prepared to change the style or the dunk. And so he finished fourth out of four. And it was a disappointing effort, but was it a disappointing weekend? Because he did play in the Rising Stars game. He had a nice no-look over-the-shoulder pass that was a fun highlight. He wore one pink shoe and one yellow shoe. He certainly walked with a lot of confidence. I don't know, Ruthie, was that a good weekend for Matas? Better to be invited and finish fourth out of four in the dunk contest or not go at all?
Yeah, for me, the takeaway wasn't about Matas. I thought it was more about just the state of the dunk contest. And it's great, I think, again, to have a bull represented that weekend, singular, mm-hmm. even if it is a rookie. But I do wonder when/if, hopefully Casey Johnson will get to talk to him upon his return. I want to know about the blue basketball, because Vince Carter was talking about the ball isn't bouncing the way that he wants it to bounce. And I noticed Mac McClung did not use a blue basketball. The other two guys were having issues with the blue basketball as well. Were there issues with the ball? Are we talking Deflategate round two here? I want to know what Modest has. I want to hear Modest's explanation.
Do you really think that the type of the basketball affected Mac McClung's ability to leap over a truck?
I know. But because Modest's dunk had to do with the bounce of the ball, like he was trying to bounce it between his whatever.
They made a good point. It's like you use a different basketball for every other dunk you've ever performed. Why would you change it there on the biggest stage you've ever been on?
It felt like some sort of sponsorship thing. It felt like they were like, here's the ball for the dunk contest. Anyways, this is beside the point. All that being said, I think it's great to have Modest there. It's great to have the Bulls represented. It would have been really embarrassing to not have a Bull there, right? I mean, All-Star Weekend. So it's still, regardless of the wins and losses, it's still one of the best brands in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls. And
you should be represented there. In the attendance figures. They are really disappointing, really bad, really on a treadmill, going nowhere fast, and I think they're second or third in the league in attendance. So we are running in circles, see us anyway. And people say, okay, what time do I go? Can I take a picture in front of the Jordan statue?
Right, 100%.
We see them all the time.
All the time.
It's like that's the biggest draw. You have Matas and you have the Jordan statue. And I don't know which is a bigger draw for the final 27 games. But that was disappointing that he didn't take better advantage of it. But you feel like at least there's growing respect for him around the league, because a year ago, you take Modest Buzelis to Bulls fans, and they might say, who? Outside of Hinsdale, who in Chicago knew about Modest Buzelis? Maybe Kendall Gill.
Right.
Kendall Gill knew him. By the way, Dustin asks, what place will Cooper Flagg finish in the dunk contest next year?
Stop it. Will he make the dunk contest next year?
Will he participate? Will he be part of NBA All-Star Weekend?
Can you do the three-point contest and the dunk contest in the same weekend? That would be Cooper Flagg. Rookie sensation. I don't know. That would be really something. Is he going to be an all-star next year? Cooper Flagg?
We'll see. It's not going to be a Bull.
He's playing tonight, I believe.
Maybe. Why?
You never know. He could be a Bull. He could be a Bull.
He could be a Bull.
They're good. Believe me, they're doing everything in their power to lose games to be in that situation. So, possibly.
Yeah. I just.
They play a four-guard lineup with Patrick Williams as your presence as a quote-unquote big man.
Yeah,
I just was about to say, I don't think we've given enough attention to the Chris Paul Wembanyama disqualification that kicked off the skills competition.
An embarrassment.
That was the most NBA of NBA things of all time, to try and find a way around the rules.
Why did they do that? What was the motivation?
They thought it was strategy, I guess. Like, they were outsmarting everyone, and then they were just like, no. They were just like, yeah, that you guys are out. Like, and you could tell, actually, Chris Paul kind of like shrugged it off, and Wembanyama was like really mad.
They booed. The crowd booed.
I will say is Wemby walked around the court asking everybody, like, so, because they say, make one or three attempts. And Wemby said, oh, so I could just get all three of them up there. And he's like, yeah. So he asked. Now, he may not have asked the right people. But I will say, in Wemby's defense, he did ask a lot of people. I heard him ask maybe five or six people. Like, so, you sure I could just throw the ball? So,
I thought that might be a Chris Paul decision instead of a Wemby decision.
It was actually a Wemby decision.
Okay. Wow, Wemby's got some clout then. That was Draymond Green on TNT explaining the fiasco. But you got to be more specific when you say fiasco, because fiasco describes so much of what was All-Star Weekend in San Francisco.
It felt like it was taken a little bit too seriously. Did you guys notice Ali LaForce tried to go interview Chris Paul afterwards, and the NBA official, whoever that was, that said
we're not doing this, Allie.
I'm like, right. She's doing her job.
Let her do her job.
Calm down.
Yeah. Relax.
Ridiculous.
One guy who was there might be able to shed some light. Tim Sinclair, the voice of the Chicago Bulls. You know it. It's very familiar. You heard it at the All-Star game. He was there. We'll talk to him next. It's Mully and Hall. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.